Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands on her shoulders to get the news from drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want you to holler at me. Give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You afraid to call me? Hey, you can jump up and email me your questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. If you don't want to do that, you're afraid to hit me up there, hey, you can social network with me. If you have Facebook, you can go to my Smooth Drama group, ask to join, and myself or Mr. J will add you. And we can talk a taste on it, you know, because I'm nice like that. In the meantime, Google me. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me. I'll add you back, and we can talk, because I would like to hear from you. I would like to talk to you, so we can talk a taste about this and that from Sneakers to Hat. I say that all the time. I want y'all to know that imitation is the greatest form of flattery, and I get that from MC Light. Yeah, so I'll say I bit this and that from Sneakers to Hat from MC Light. That's my citation, my acknowledgement for the night. speaking of acknowledgements, though, man, NBA started this week. You know, there was some excitement for the Lakers game. They're playing against the LA Clippers. And damn if the Lakers don't look like the Clippers and the Clippers look like the Lakers. Like, when we was growing up, Lakers was the shit and the Clippers was the joke. Lakers look like the joke out here. Ball, all them, just it's looking ugly. Not that y'all care about basketball. I'm just making social commentary. It's looking kind of ugly out here. In the meantime, in between time, I saw they did a survey. Y'all know how I feel about these stupid surveys, right? They did a survey, and they're saying airline crew members actually have sex on the flight. I'm like, yeah, they're on the airplane. Where else would they have sex? It's like you're on the plane all day, every day, for days on end. You got to get it in. Sex on the plane. They made movies about snakes on the plane. They're like, nah, make that movie about sex on the plane. You know, they're Mile High Club. I am not joining that club. I would love to join that club, but that is damn near impossible, right? You have to be on one of them overnight flights, everybody sleep, and you under the cover trying to get it in. It's kind of tough seeing a regular flight, at least the flights I've been on, where you can get it in, get that Mile High Club in, maybe some late night head or little finger. Does that count as the Mile High Club if you finger somebody or you get some head? I don't know, ladies. Y'all tell me. I'm curious because I've always wondered that. What constitutes the Mile High Club? Is it penetration? I don't know. I just thought it was really, really stupid. They're like, yeah. People have sex on the plane. But yeah. Now they said that one in five said that they've had sexual relations with a coworker on the plane. 14% reported doing it with a passenger. I mean, is it like that where you just like, you like, is there like an app, Mile High Club app, where you just like, yeah, I'm going to be on such and such plane. Do you want to get it in on the, yeah, I know. It's kind of silly, but I'm kind of silly sometimes. I don't know. I've been really, really emotional this week. Not that you would know that I'm an emotional guy, you know, because generally I'm like this. I've had some travels and travails this week, but that's par for the course, right? But I did find out something, and I guess this is like staying at a Holiday Inn and it makes you smarter. Remember that stupid ad? Mexico has they got the world record for having 3 tons of guacamole. Who thinks of these records? It's just like, so we have 3 tons of guacamole. I hope there was a party. There was a, if not, because we think about it. I somewhat lightweight follow this stuff because it's stupid. It's like you had that girl with the longest nails, and it's like you can you live life with your nails like that? It's like you just, what you doing? Oh, I'm growing my nails because I'm going to have the longest nails in the world. I'm going to break a record. And then you would just, you know, you just look at those people like, well, why? You know, I can see if it's something, if it's like world record, like, oh, you got the biggest penis. You just want to like, hey, yeah, I'm going down to history. I got the biggest dick ever. I you know, you're good for life, right? But the whole, you know, I mean, is there a world record for the biggest vagina? Is there a world record for that? I'm just curious. I have the biggest vagina in the world. And ladies, would you want to be known for having the biggest vagina on earth? Is that like a big responsibility? And so do we count it like you have the biggest vagina before you had kids or after? And is there a difference? Things that I think about, why I have no idea I think about them, but you know, big, or we have a record of the biggest butt on earth. It's such a thing as I have the big ass. In Brazil, they have the bun awards where they have the woman with the nicest ass. And I'm still trying to figure out how do I get on that panel. But I'm just saying I don't know why we don't have that here in the United States. I mean, are all the nice asses in Brazil? Now, granted, Brazil has the second most black people on earth aside from Africa. So yeah, people don't know that, but yeah, slavery wasn't just a United States thing. It was an America's thing, and Brazil being part of America, South America. Yeah, sugar cane. Anyway, biggest asses in Brazil. Well, not biggest, nicest. Now, is there a difference? There be a difference. So, ladies, is there such a thing as the prettiest penis or the biggest. If it's like, is there a certain, like, look at it and it's like, yeah. I mean, are all penises the same? You know?
Yeah.
All right, they're reconnecting me now. I am back. Anyway, let me try that again. The dumbass of the week. Always got to get that last one in. Anyway, dumbass of the week is Jerry Sandusky. If you don't know who Jerry Sandusky is, he is the assistant coach at Penn State University. He was molesting little boys for decades, got caught, and, you know, got put in jail. Got the AD fired. Got Joe Paterno, who's the longtime coach, who apparently knew about it, got him fired. And he was an AD at the time. And I won't say that this was the cause, but he died like not too long after that. So was that something that just ate him up and he just couldn't live with it? I don't know. Anyway, this dude tried to get a new trial to convince the jury that, hey, I'm innocent of child abuse. Yes. Yes. The assistant coach walked in on me abusing the kid. But you know how that goes. Right? Just because you saw it doesn't mean that that's what was happening. He asked me, you know, he probably said, you know, he asked me to bust the bump, bust the pimple on his back. I mean, I ain't trying to make light of it. Lord knows I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm just saying this dude is trying to get another trial saying that, there was changes to the victim story. It still has nothing to do with the fact that an assistant coach walked in on you and a kid. And then they came out all these other kids telling that same story. You know, and just like with Bill Cosby and all these other, although I'm not going to put, well, I am going to put him in that category of Bill Cosby there, because, yeah, Bill Cosby raped women, he raped men. So if we're being gender fluid, we're just saying it's all equal. They're all disgusting human beings, and they all deserve to die. Well, maybe not die, but maybe just have their dick just punched. Where, ladies, I'm curious. And email me. Let me know, what is an appropriate punishment you think, ladies and gentlemen, because I know they're the fellas listening too, what is the appropriate punishment for an abuser? I mean, should it be castration? Should it be I don't know. You know, where you just punch them in the nuts, where you just, you know, you get an hour to punch somebody in the nuts, and if they can survive that, hey, good luck. I don't know. I'm going on break. Because I just need to go on break. So, I'm going to go old school. I'm going to roll with Big Daddy Kane and Biz Markie. Just rhyming with Biz.
Okay.
Y'all miss Biz Markie. I know some of y'all don't remember Biz Markie, but I mean, Biz Markie was like the funniest dude ever. Well, not the funniest, but he was funny, right? My memory of Biz Markie, and I will tell this story all the time, watching him on Rap City talking and his teeth start bleeding right on the air. It was like, that brother has not flossed in years. That was the first thought I thought, like, man, it just, my dentist, brush and floss, the ones you want to keep. He was not trying to keep his. I don't know what happened. I hope that somebody got in there. He got some dental benefits. Now, I'm not dissing Biz Markie. I'm just saying. That was my memory. He was talking. Yeah. And his teeth started bleeding. It was like, I just picked up, you know, one of them floss sticks and got in there. Right there on the spot. Like, you know what? I can't be talking to people. I mean, can you imagine you're talking to somebody and their teeth start bleeding like right there in front of you? It's like, what do you say? Like, hey, you got some blood in your mouth. How does that conversation come off? It's a bad conversation to have, right? Anyway, speaking of bad conversations to have, Hair Drugs of the Week. I monitor them. And they have these commercials. And as you know, here in nowadays, because of the diets that are happening, there are a lot of drugs for diabetes. My drug of the week is Farxiga, spelled Farxiga. Farxiga is supposed to be able to help you for adults with type 2 diabetes. In addition to diet and exercise, you take Farxiga and it'll hook you up. It'll make you feel better. You know, in the commercial, they show the black woman. She's like hitting on the punching bag. I feel so active with Farxiga. It's awesome. I feel great. But then we go and we watch those, whatchamacallit. Oh, get that shit out of here. We watch the side effects, at least I do. So, Farxiga, it hooks you up. You can punch that punching bag for about 30 seconds before you get that dehydration. Y'all know what dehydration is, right? The loss of body water and salt, which may cause you to feel dizzy, faint, lightheaded, or weak. One of the side effects. Other side effect is ketoacidosis. I didn't know what the ketoacidosis was. So, of course, I had to look it up. Ketoacidosis is a serious condition which may require hospitalization and may lead to death. Symptoms may include nausea, tiredness, vomiting, trouble breathing, and abdominal pain. They said if you get any of these symptoms, stop taking Farxiga and call your health care provider right away. If possible, check for ketones in your urine or blood, even if your blood sugar is less than 250 milligrams. I'm not done. It's one more. Kidney problems. Not just kidney problems, though. Sudden kidney injury occurred in people taking Farxiga. Sudden kidney problems occurred in people taking Farxiga. It says, talk to your doctor right away. If you reduce the amount you eat or drink, or if you lose liquids, for example, from vomiting, diarrhea, or excessive heat exposure. All right, and, you know, that wasn't enough for you. The sudden kidney injury, it's not, I'm not a boxer. I'm just a guy. And I got sudden kidney injury without taking that kidney shot. Anyway, also, one of the more common side effects of Farxiga is vaginal yeast infections and yeast infections of the penis. So it is not just yeast infections for the ladies. Fellas, you too can get a yeast infection if you try Farxiga. Oh, a stuffy or runny nose and a sore throat. And changes in urination, including urgent need to urinate more often in larger amounts or at night. Because nothing says I'm getting better with my diabetes than peeing all the time in larger amounts, losing them fluids, and having those ketone stones, as well as kidney injury. So, Farxiga commercial made it awesome, right? Side effects, not so awesome. So my suggestion, if you happen to be one of them people who think Farxiga would be a good idea, you probably want to stick to just exercising and staying away from that excess sugar. You know, I got tested by the homie. The homie was like, yo, let me know how you eat your grits. Do you put sugar in your grits or do you put salt in your grits? And the homie was looking at me like, yo, tell me. Like that look, like if you say the wrong thing, I might cut you look. So I kind of like braced myself, like, all right, where's the attack going to come from? I was like a Karnak from the Inhumans. I'm like getting ready for the attack. This is how they going to try to get me if I say the wrong thing. I got to be able to protect myself. So I kind of was like, okay, I put salt in my own, take sugar in my grits. It's like, oh, you good. So, sure, yeah, because if you would put sugar in your grits, then I don't know. And so at that point, I was safe again. But yeah, excess sugar in your tank. We know that sugar in your tank is not good. Not that I'm saying, if you got... You got that excess sugar in your tank. Is this that used to be a term for like gay? If you had sugar in you had sugar in the tank. Just saying. And people used to do that, right? Put salt in sugar in folks' tanks to like ruin their car. I used to hear that. I used to think, that is some of the most childish. You hear that? And, you know, people keying cars and slashing tires, whatnot, is just haters. Because I'm always one of them people that say that we should be cool. There's no need for violence on the property. If you gotta do that, you're not an adult. I question your humanity. I'm just saying, I question your humanity. People say, oh, are you tripping? Da da da. They gotta know they can't. But I don't think you're human. I mean, see, but I have different standards because I'm the same guy that I see dudes. If you're like older than like 25, you probably shouldn't be sagging. You know, it's a young man's sport, right? It's supposed to be a young man's sport. But I see, especially if you're over 30, and you're sagging, your drawers is hanging out, and that's your normal. See, there's sometimes your shorts may fall, but you don't do it on purpose. You just pull them up, tighten your string, you're good. But if that's what's happening, if your pants hanging, I strip part of your humanity away. It's just generally on GP, effective dean, there's something wrong with you. You got Ebola in my mind. You just automatic. I can't, I have to like,
Hate. I hate you.
Together you got smooth drummer. He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth.